USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Food and Drug Administration says it will ban the use of fruit and mint flavors in cartridge e-cigarettes in an effort to curb youth vaping, but it will still allow flavors to be sold via tank vaping systems commonly found in vape shops. The president also raised the federal minimum age to purchase tobacco products from 18 to 21 years old. That law went into effect last week. And as far as if that law will help, Dr. Michael Ong tells Fox News,
I think that raising the age restriction for tobacco sales to 21 is a good step. It's not a sufficient step in terms of what is the leading preventable cause of death.
Secretary of Defense Mark Esper says the United States is ready to respond to any more attacks by Iran against the United States Embassy in Baghdad. This as 750 Marines are in Iraq protecting that embassy. This is USA Radio News.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The family of a Florida teen who drowned to death while fleeing police is preparing to sue to find out how he died.
Why did they stand there and watch him go under not once, not twice, but three times without entering the canal to try to save his life?
Attorney Benjamin Crump says Damon Martin died on March 8th while running from police after allegedly stealing a car. Martin either jumped or fell into a canal where he drowned. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has an update on one of the New York Hanukkah stabbing victims.
Doctors say one of the men who was stabbed at a New York Hanukkah celebration may never regain consciousness. 71-year-old Joseph Newman was one of five people attacked Saturday at a rabbi's home in Monsey, New York. He was stabbed multiple times in the head, neck, and arms. A suspect is in custody.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The sale of marijuana for recreational purposes became legal on Wednesday in Illinois to the delight of many pot fans, including this woman who compares it to...
It's better than Christmas when I got my Barbie dream house. This is great. This is really exciting. This is wonderful.
Illinois already allowed medical marijuana, but is now the 11th state to allow its use and sale for recreational purposes. Another key part of Illinois' law is the expungement of some low-level marijuana convictions. Democratic Governor J.B. Pritzker says,
"The war on cannabis has destroyed families. It has filled jails and prisons with nonviolent offenders. It has disproportionately affected black and brown communities."
Former pitcher Don Larson has died of cancer at the age of 90. USA Radio Network's Wendy King takes a look back.
In 1956, he reached the height of baseball glory with the Yankees when he threw a perfect game and the only no-hitter in World Series history.
This strike ball one. Here comes the pitch. Strike two.
New York Daily News' Bill Madden was at that game.
He's obviously an historic figure in sports history because he pitched the only perfect game in World Series history. No one has done it since. It was an iconic event in baseball.
Was another record day on Wall Street as the Dow gained 330 points to finish at 28,869. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.